Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, this is Cousins Ancestors. I'm glad to have Pastor Blue. I'm glad to have you in the studio tonight. You've been very busy. I'm glad to have Pastor Blue in the studio. You've been back and forth to Texas, Dallas, and Atlanta, and across this country. But Pastor Blue, I'm glad to have you. Pastor Blue is going to read for us tonight. I just thank God for her. She's been working hard. And I want to say to you, Pastor Blue, all is well. I want to say to you tonight, the ancestor is walking with you, and doors is something you're working on. It's going to manifest itself this year. You ain't got to worry about it. Don't let nothing upset you. And the ancestor said, non-emotional. And the scripture the ancestor told me to tell you to read, I got it here. I'm going to turn over, let her read it to, you know, open her line up. I know you've been very busy. Tax time is coming up, and y'all got to pay your taxes and all that. A lot's going on. Pastor Blue, you're on.
Good evening, Bishop. I'll be reading tonight from St. John 14th chapter, and it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and no sayest thou then, Show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father hath dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word.
Thank you, Pastor Blue, for that. That was dynamic. Pastor Blue, I want to tell you, as you read that scripture, it said that evil have already taken place in America and in the world. But if you know God, glory, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit going to teach you everything you need to know. Not the TV, not the radio, not the internet. God have a way of teaching you what you should know. And Pastor Blue, I thank you for that as we cross over tonight. And the crossover scripture was the 14th chapter of St. John, those that read the Bible. Let me say it again. The 14th chapter of St. John for those that read the Bible. I want to say it to you tonight. I felt the anointing on you, Pastor Blue. And God said you got great work to do, really, in your family. And as you were reading, it's an older man come and sit in a chair and just smiling. And he said, Bishop, she's doing what she's supposed to do. And then your auntie in the spirit world said for you to talk to your mother. Tell her don't let nothing upset her. And you were reading, the scripture was healing some things in your family that you can't take care of, but it was taking care of for you. You leave it alone and let God handle it. Thank you, Pastor Blue. But I want to say to you tonight, how did we get at this level where we deny God? Well, how did we get at this level that our people saying it's okay to take a pill and kill a fetus in you, and the judges say it's all right? But what about the medical doctor? You might take that pill, feed it out of you, but it might start something else in you. It's the divine law, and it's man and woman. God ain't changed, okay? I don't care what the Supreme Court said. They live and they die. But God is God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? All this stuff going on is demonic spirit. I was talking to Bright Star up in Minnesota, and she said, Bishop, let the people know that people, I want you all to listen to me, women going to suffer with their stomach and their womb. And a lot of people going to have sore throats and they don't get hoarse because them chemtrails have been released. Let me say it again. You know, and I'm telling you, if you listen to what we are saying, you can stop a lot of stuff happening to your family. Go get some doctor-tician Listerine, make your children gargle in it because it's in the air. Them chemtrails were so strong today up in the air. And all across the country, it's going to be some storms pop up, and it's going to be some floods. Y'all won't hit me. But as we cross over, I say I have ancestors tonight. I don't know where my bill is. I say I have an ancestor. Now I'm going to say it to you. Sister Kim, all is well. I know you ain't listening, but I'm telling you all is well. I want to say to you tonight, those that come, we're on 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Monday, Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Crossroads with Ancestors. Now, I'm going to tell you what your ancestors say, whether you like it or not. I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you from a prophet. So you got some people, prophet lie. And they lie and say that, but they ain't telling the truth. I'm going to give you what the word says. Sometimes it don't give me nothing, give me a scripture. And that scripture worked for you and help you with your family problem. There's nothing too hard for God. Glory, hallelujah. I feel now, get ready. Because you ain't seen nothing yet. I ain't worried about politics. I ain't worried about what happened. Because God is in control. And at the end of the day, God's going to lay down who needs to be laid down. He's going to pick up. Who need to pick up? Abaddon and Satan is busy with the evil spirits. Okay? They busy. But if you anointed woman of God, if you anointed man of God, God going to cover you. I don't care where you're at. God going to cover you. If you're in jail, he's going to cover you. If you're in jail, you're coming out. Jubilee. Let me say that word again. Jubilee on lies. See, all the lies been told. We got so many people in jail on the lie, and they finally get out. We got people that lied, they dead. We got judges that lied, they dead. And you got innocent people behind bars right now. But the glory of God, glory, I'm going to bring them out. I feel some kind of way today. I feel tonight God is bringing us to a different level. I can talk a little politics, but I'm talking God, because God is politics. I don't care what religion you is, God is God, okay? And all, you can be a Christian, you can be Islam, you can be Judaism, God is God. And the wages of sin is death, and gift of God is eternal life. That means God's going to keep you, man. Woman, God's going to keep you, but you got to keep God. Some of you done put God down for something else. You don't put God down for a new car, for a house. Sold your soul for a man that don't care nothing about you, or a woman don't care nothing about you. Sold your soul for your children. Your children put you in a nursing home at a click. There's some money involved. But if you got God, they can't touch you. If you bound and got some of you still living the lie, you still won't face the truth. I say. And you think, when I say ancestor, it's phony. You think it's not true. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, to get to God. Let me tell you something. All this evil been done long before we was born. And our ancestors caught hell. That's where we at now. I'm standing on the back of my great-grandma, and I'm standing on the back of many ancestors. I don't even know who they is. But sometimes I feel them. Sometimes they talk to you. Sometimes, but you listen to what somebody else said. Okay, all this homosexual stuff, that ain't nothing new. It happened before. And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, this didn't happen before. What's going on with this homosexual stuff? It happened before. It ain't nothing new under the sun. And they all died. They died by health reason. They died by mind. I think the Bible said a reprobate mind. So ain't nothing new under the sun. All this stuff we're going through, the demons are riding. When God got tired of the demons, he killed them. When he got tired of the giants, he killed them. And you ready to hear what I'm saying? Don't you, one lady, I'm so upset. Baby, don't get upset about nothing. Give it to God. Give it to God. What she said, but not yourself, evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. And she read the 14th chapter of St. John. That's what she read. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. And God going to do the rest for you. You worried about the condo. You worried about your son, your daughter. If they're going to live or they're going to die. The wages of sin is death. You give it to God. God going to take care of it. Is it time for them to go? They're gone. So what you do? You got to understand. The Bible says two will be in the field. He'll take one and one to stay. God trying to get a message over to you. This country lives in a bankruptcy. What you mean bankruptcy? I'm talking about the moral of this country is gone. Anytime you take killing babies, it's all right. A woman right. What right do you, if you lay down and get the baby, you're supposed to keep it. The Bible said be fruitful and multiply. Ain't no court, ain't no judge, ain't no preacher, no rabbi gonna tell me that's all right, because it's not. The Bible said be fruitful and multiply. A woman's job is to have babies. A man's job is to give babies. It's to be fruitful and multiply. And when you don't do that, you're walking in a demonic way. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. The ancestors is crying out from the grave. I say. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, they're crying out, leave the dope alone, leave the alcohol alone. Start trying to live above your means. Sin for God so loved what? Begin to love somebody. Tell somebody you're going to be all right. Don't get mad at them. So, brother, you need prayer. I don't care how much they twist and they plan, you know, they drag queens. Or baby, you need to drag yourself to God. Hello. You need to pull your pants up, lady, and start acting that God made you. It's so much evil going on. I got to say this. It's so much evil going on now. They want to take a little kid that born a boy and make him a girl. That's demonic. That's evil. And the church ain't saying nothing. The rabbis ain't saying nothing. The imams ain't saying nothing. The priests ain't saying nothing. Because the Catholic Church got a stain on it for molesting women and children. So they got to repent. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me tonight. I shared that. You know, the answer to me is the bishop bringing out. The ancestors come to me. You know, sometimes I get white ancestors. The white ancestors say, yeah, we lied. And they accept our lie. That's what the white ancestors said. They said, yeah, we've been lying. The time we got him, we've been lying. But the black is accepting that. But the black ancestors saying, change your route. Change your mind. Change the way you think. And started thinking love, for love conquered the world. See, when you begin to do that, you can't be controlled by your wife, by your husband, by your children, okay? It's so much of witchcraft going on and demonic spirit is everywhere. That word was in Solomon Gomorrah. Read the Bible. When you read the Bible, the man came to Lot's house, and Lot said, I got two daughters. We don't want them daughters. We want them angels. They felt blind. You can't mess with God. You can't mess with God, men. You can't mess with God, women. If God anointed you as a prophet, if God anointed you as a mother, if God anointed you, can't nobody touch you. You know, when God said you can't touch this, he didn't have to do that because it was in the Bible. y'all don't hear me tonight. I want to say this. I'm praying for there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. One of our great prophets, 106 years old, Mother Walker in Homer, Louisiana. And Mother Walker, well, she was 100 then. She died at 106. But you know, when I looked at that, she told me a long time, bitch, I'm ready to go whenever they're ready for me to go. Because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. This woman was moving around, and she, look, she had no false teeth. She had no false breasts. She sure didn't have no false booties. Everything she's coming in with, she had it. When you trust in God, you can't make your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife do what they need to do. You got to tell your children. You got to back up and pray for them. And you know something? When you pray for them, they can be them curse you, be a loss to you. God going to get them. All you got to do back up is I told you so. Not a way to upset them. You got to go by a divine law. Okay? And you're finding out that the judge, the supreme judge, taking bribes and taking trips. So that's corruption. That's when I said, ain't nobody special in the Supreme Court and none of these courts. Here's a judge making laws and they understanding it's all right to take the pill. He ain't no doctor. He ain't been the doctor. He ain't no doctor. He's a judge. Right? The man out to speak politics, put him in. See, that's what happened. So what I'm telling you tonight, I said, the ancestor is standing tall tonight. The ancestors is moving quick, fast, and in a hurry. Glory, hallelujah. I just know God is doing something great for you. Tonight, I'm talking about the ancestors tonight. And when I tell you something, I'm going to ask the ancestors to give you a scripture. I don't know what the scripture said. Don't care what it said. When they give me the scripture for you to read, I don't care if you read it or not. Because it might be to save your life. It might take the curse off of you. You know, they had two families to die, okay? They had another. They come with all this death. And they got people dying on pills because they done made deals with different companies, pharmaceutical companies, selling all kind of pills. You can go to Walgreens, get all kind of pills. Pill to go to sleep, pill to wake up. A pill to have sex, a pill down and up. They got all, that's demonic spirit, baby. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God also in me. In my Father's house, not your house, not your mama's house, in my Father's house. That's God's house. In God's house is some truth. In God's house is some truth and it's some justice. They was hollering in Nashville, no peace, no justice. Justice got to come from God, not man. Because man a lie, man a kill. Man been doing it for years. But the truth and justice come from the Almighty God, the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, the God that speaks to us every day, the God that wakes us up when we come out of that trip that we're going on. Now, I'm going to tell you this. One of the things that I want to say tonight, that these chemtrails making people have all kind of dreams. If you have kind of a crazy dream, call me. Let me explain it to you. Because these chemtrails, it have made them double strong since we had the agenda. No, number one, some of you believe everything that somebody tells you on TV. Go into meditation and let God guide you to the truth. You just take it. But what the TV said, and some of them commentators, they lie and they corrupt. And you listen to corrupt, you listen to a demon talking to you with horns on him. I don't care if he's white or black, if he's a demon, he's a demon. Demons don't come in color. You got a white demon, black. Demons is demons, okay? Yeah, we got some black demons, white demons, but demons is demons. They possessed by the devil. And they send them in the church. Some of them sitting down in the church. Some of them singing in choir. Some of them on the nursing board. We'll kill you. We'll poison you. Take from you and lie on you. But only what you do for Christ will last. I say, I say. Now, I want to go and tell you 30-30. 30-30, I want to tell you tonight as we cross over the ancestor. The Spirit said, and okay, I'm going to tell you, this young man come to me. I ain't say young. Mother Carey come to me along with Willie. I don't know who that is. But they said they want you to continue your education and don't get off in debt and don't move out of the country. Stay where you're at. Willie said his great-grandfather bought that land, and before somebody get it, they'll burn it down to the ground. You know what I'm saying? So if you say it, you're going to curse yourself because people died and fought for that land, had to pay double for that land. Okay? Thank you, Karen, when I share, That's for you. The scripture I want you to read is Psalms 7. Read it up and down till you get a clear understanding. Thank you. I'm going to 6907, Psalms 18 and 24. There's a message there for you. Read it till you get an understanding, your ancestor. I'm going to 11:21-17. As I go to 21:17, I'm hearing somebody say, all is well. And don't you worry, because you still got a long lifespan for what you did for them. And told me to tell you to read Psalms 93 and Psalms 94. And want you to know that everything you're trying to do can be all right. Now, I want to tell you, I'm still talking to 2117. I'm hearing about a death coming. And she turned and walked away and folded her arms and looked towards the water. I don't know who lived by a water. I don't know if they live in Florida, but wherever they live at, it's around a body of water. And if you having problem with your throat or your stomach, that's what's happening with that. Call me on it. We'll do some other stuff that the Lord has given me. 33:39, I see your father sitting in a chair and your mother sitting in a chair. And they told me to tell you, so look, you do all you can do for the family, and because y'all is the only one left, but you can't make grown folks be right. But if they don't have a Bible, I don't know. She said, and your father just looked at your mother when she said that, carry a Bible over there. And just carry a Bible. I only got an answer, look, I brought you a Bible and a shirt. Carry a Bible and a shirt. Thank you. That's what she's saying. And she's saying this him. Don't burden yourself down. I know you know it's all you got, but you got to let go. And the scripture they gave me for you to read is verse 17 and 1 John 1:17. I don't know what that means, but you read it. You might have to read the whole chapter when you get understanding. I'm going to 09:94. I want to tell you, stop letting family run you. Stop jumping every time somebody says jump. Thank you, kind spirit. And this ancestor talking to me. It's a scripture that they gave me. And I don't know what it means, but I'm going to look at it now. I'm talking about 09:94. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, that whole chapter. Read that, because there's some things taking place in your body's gonna be all right, but there's some things that you ain't got. Leave it alone. Don't even mess with it. God will carry you to the next level. I say. Now I'm going to you, 1794. I see a new position open up for you, 1794. And I hear a name. Okay, Ann. I see Ann is in the queue tonight. Prophet Johnson came in, and Berto, glory, hallelujah. I got some new folks in the queue. And Mother Walker said, bitches, I ain't gone. I'm right in your ear. I'm listening to what you say. Come, I lived a good life, I say. All is well. I was kind of upset the way my family fought over materialistic stuff because I worked all my life to get that stuff. And them young folks just fought over it. But it'll be all right. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Mother, I didn't know you was a nurse. Mother says she had been a nurse, teacher. She done did it all. But I kept staying with God. I say. I thank you for that. Now, I'm going to 6492. I'm talking to the ancestors tonight. I say, ring my bell. East, west, north, south. I want to tell you, I'm going to share this with you tonight because some of you are scared of what I'm saying. You know, we have white magic. Now, I'm going to have to explain white magic. White magic is black magic and white magic. Don't get it twisted. I practice black magic because I'm black. White magic, white folks practice it. You know what white magic do? Make you spend all your money. You go buy a fruit, you go buy a car. Easter was white magic. They were buying shoes, hats, clothes. Because anytime you deal with white magic, it's about some money. But black magic is about the ancestor. I say. And I got a few clips where I was doing the ceremony on black magic. One little, ooh. I said, baby, your teaching ain't been right. They ain't taught you right. See, let me explain to you. My grandmama, your grandmama, I'm a great-grandmama, whatever they told us, it was told to them. The preacher's in the pulpit right now, your pastor, preaching what somebody told him. He don't know. Let me say this to him. I got a bucket of truth. You got a handful of faith. Throw the faith away. The truth outweighs faith. If you know that you know that you know you, if I tell you it's raining, don't go out there, I think it's raining. I got faith. No, if you out there, it ain't raining, it ain't raining. So a bucket of truth is more stronger than a handful of faith. And you throw faith out the window when you got truth. You can't tell me it's raining when it's snowing. You can't tell me it's snowing when it's raining. I got truth. We got truth. Black folk got truth and experience. I say. Now, I want to go to 6492. They got their hand up. They must want to know something. I'm getting it to you now. I feel the spirit. I feel the anointing. 92, what you want to know, what you want to ask?
Whatever you got to tell me, Bishop.
Okay. Anybody in the spirit world you want to talk to?
My mother, Bishop.
Okay, you want to talk to your mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Bertha.
I say, let me ring the bell. Bertha, your daughter is, you the baby of the family, right? Your baby daughter is here.
Yes.
She said, new baby coming in your family. She smiled. She got a pretty print dress on. And she said, Bishop, I be there all the time. That little girl see me. My little great grandbaby see me. Thank you, kind spirit. What you want to tell her? She said for you to get about your father's business. Okay. Bertha, what do you mean? It's time for you. This is what Bertha's saying to me. I say, it's time for you to get your family together and say, I want to start this business. I want y'all to chip in. I want this business to go. I want it before Bertha. When is Bertha's birthday coming up? Hello.
August the 5th.
Thank you. She said, you get together for August the 5th and talk to them, and you tell them you want all of them to do something, and you start looking. She said, if you start now, start little, it'll be large. And it will take where you at. If you'll be well blessed. So many people know your family. You know, many people know. But it's one death coming. And she walked away, and when I said one death, she turned her back because she don't want to sit right now. Okay, so she turned her back. But just what she's saying to you, thank you, kind spirit. Psalm 45. Read them
what
two
was
chapters.
The first one?
Read them two chapters.
What was the first one?
Huh?
What was the first one?
Psalm 36 and 45. Read both chapters. What you don't know, underline it. I might have to explain to what it means to you. It got something to do with you, your family, and it go. And she told this man, and let me say she told this gentleman that was around you, get somewhere and sit down. And they still corrupt. I don't even call my name. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's going to set his drunk self down. Okay? And she was kind of mad at him the way he tricked you. Just this way, just another story. Hallelujah. Thank you, John. I'll leave that alone. She said she got three babies that's armed babies. That belongs to somebody in the family, okay? They got abortion, or the baby died in the womb or something, but she got the babies. She's going to swing. Thank you, kind spirit. See, that's what happened with that. That just lets you know what's going on. 72. I just out of California. 72. Or what you... Okay, 72, Daniel. Daniel is your granddaddy. Rosie is your grandmother. Oh, your mother died at birth, your birth, and they've been guiding you. 71 number of Psalms, and they say you're a good boy. Thank you, kind spirit. They don't seem that they... They watching over you, thanks, kind spirit. And don't let nobody in your world, and don't let nobody in your world that's doing worldly things. I say. That's happened with that. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to you. Let me see where I'm at. I'm at 1794. Did I get you 1794? If I didn't get you, raise your hand. 45, 15, if I didn't get you, press 1. I'm going to get you. Thank you, Sam. I'm going to 45. Okay. Thank you, Sam. Oh, Pearl, I got you, Pearl. Okay, Pearl. I got Pearl in the spirit world telling her daughter to go get took care of. Then I got Pearl that Bertha is proud of you, Pearl. But taking care of the family, he will never forget that. And he tell your husband, go sit down. He trying to talk over her. She's go sit down. He told him, go sit down. I don't know what he did for her to talk to him. It's something she know that you don't know he did, but she told him, go sit down. I say. Thank you. Now, I'm going to where I'm at. I'm going to 45:10. Let me open that line up. Thank you. I'm 45:15. I'm crossing over with ancestors tonight. Now, if somebody, I got some people in the spirit world want to talk to you, but I want to know who do you want to talk to. Let me tell you, I got two sisters want to talk to you. Okay, and who do you want to talk to? Who do you want me to talk to you?
My mother, Bishop.
Okay. I say. That's damn good. As I look at your mother, she says, it's your job. She's not calling you by your name. She's calling you something else. It's your job to get the family together. And when is her birthday?
My mother's birthday?
Yeah.
December the 10th.
Well, before next December, she wants you to have a family together. And there's a young man in your family, he said he needs to leave the city. Because somebody's trying to set something up on him. And her daughter there with her, and she said, y'all let me talk. Now, let me tell you, there's three people around her. And she said, y'all let me talk. Look, and I knew your mother somewhere else. What I mean by that, she said, and she ain't changed. And let me tell you something. You know you got three new babies coming in the family tree.
Okay, Bishop. I didn't know that. No, sir.
You said three babies coming. It's two boys and one girl. They added to the family. I think you know about one, but the other two you don't know about yet. I don't know your family tree, but in the whole family. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She told me for you to read Psalms 97 and Psalms 21. What else?
You said 97 and 51.
Uh-huh. And thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Where else you saying? Where else you tell me? Okay, I understand. Okay. Now, you got a sister right there by her side. This is your sister's man. I'm talking about A. When I say A, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
A's, yes, sir. Just like you said, it's happening. Okay. I say. Okay. I'm listening to what she's saying. She kind of paused. Who got a new car in your family? Who got the new car?
Nobody that I know of, Bishop.
Who got the car fixed?
I don't know. Not at the moment. I don't know.
Somebody's going to buy a new car. They're trying to get a car now. She said,
yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to tell you this, and she's saying to me, to you. She got four new babies. She got four new babies. That's with her. She's going to look at the babies that went on or something happened to them. Okay. Now, I want to ask you this, which one that was pregnant and doctor misdiagnosed her?
That was my granddaughter.
She walked somewhere, whatever she walked over, supposed to kill her.
Yeah, she lost her baby, yes, sir.
Well, she supposed to lost her life, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's what I said. But, she said, Bishop, tell her what to tell you. Well,
yes, sir.
I can't tell you what that, but I'm going to tell you what she told me. That girl walked over, she went somewhere and walked over something. Somebody put something down for her to die. And they know, okay, this is some hoodoo stuff, this is some witchcraft stuff.
Yes, sir.
Walking everywhere. everybody, you think your friend ain't your friend. I say, I say.
That's my bishop, yes, sir.
I want to let you know what she's saying. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Read them scripture all this way, y'all. Thank you, John.
Okay. Thank you, bishop.
Now, I'm crossing over tonight because I feel like, yeah, okay, for somebody else come, I want to say this. The chemtrails, that's that smoke you see now with them jets. It making people, if any of your grandkids got sore throat, get some Listerine or some Dr. Kitchen, gargle with it. If they have something with their stomach, fix up a portion with some, get some, fix something up, the one they bowels off, especially the women, the ladies, the girls going to have problems with their stomach. Okay, young girls, kids, and most of them going to have sore throat, and it's just going to pop like nothing. It's happening because it is, it's in the atmosphere. Get children out and see if in them sick, they constipated or something. Go get some prune juice and pick that prune juice up and get it to them because these are spells. Let me say it again. These are spells sent out. I wish I had black folks. Black folks are so naive. They believe in the American flag, but they don't believe in spells and curses. We are under spells and curses. That's what we're under right now. Our ancestors trying to break us out. Yeah. Thank you, kind spirit. See, when thank you. Here come Bishop Ross. Thank you, kind spirit. Bishop Gates, Miles Moe. Bishop Moe, I'm going to do boogie, woogie, woogie. He's in my ear. And I might have to get Deborah to dance, that boogie, woogie, that dance. With the boogie, woogie, woogie, there's a dance go with it. And it's going to sweep the time. I got to get somebody young to do this dance. And these young folks can dance. I think Mary Hawkins got a little young girl. She loved to hear I'm on fire. I'm going to learn how to do the boogie, woogie, woogie. And once, let me tell you something, and once it come out, all the young folks going to do it. They want to get on TikTok. I'm going to start it on TikTok. I'm going to get on TikTok, have my son put me on TikTok, and let him play boogie, woogie, woogie, and I'm going to do the boogie, woogie. And everybody, if you got soul, you're going to pick it up. Let me leave that alone. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share with you some of the stuff that's going on. I see lots of hands up tonight. But I'm dealing with the spirit, and clairvoyant means that you can see. Some of you got prophetic gifts, and the reason you having problems, ain't nobody told you you have a gift, and you don't know your gift. Check if you got children, and it's gonna be some more killing in these schools. I already prophesied that. I told you it's gonna be in the malls. I didn't say the bank. But the boy coming at the bank and kill some people. And the Democrats and the Republicans, let me say this in this politics, I got to say it. The Democrats and the Republicans is sending money to Egypt, sending money over to Ukraine, millions of dollars. And guess what else they're sending money? To Israel. Israel got planes and tanks from America. So America is involved in the killing over in Israel. They involved in the killing, what's happening in Ukraine. That's taxpayers' money. Ain't nobody told us that it's all right for us to send some planes and tanks over here. Nobody tell us. But God don't make it happen. You got people, Vietnam and Korea, that come home, ain't got no legs, ain't got no arms, and they can't see a doctor or a dentist. It's hard for them to even get somewhere to stay. God got to deal with this, I say. Come on, Emperor. Right now, as I'm looking in the spirit, I say. I see something about Joe. I don't know this. Joseph. And Joseph, I see a lady named Francis. I don't know you're on there. You might download this. It's going to be all right. And I want to say to you, Kenneth. Kenneth want to know, is your daughter doing all right? Kenneth, I'm speaking to that. Sam, I'm speaking to Sam. And Sam said, Bridget, tell
my daughter, I don't know if she's on or not, Sam, that she need to go back, come out of California and go back to Louisiana to have a property, which is all on that property, and somebody want to buy it, and it's our property. Tell her, I said, don't sell. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, let me see where I'm at. I'm at okay, I got that one. I'm at 64. Did I get 64.92? Let me see. Did I get 64.92? Yeah, I got 64.92. I got you. Okay, what I've got? I'm going to 17.94. Your hand up. 17.94. I say. 17.94, what you want to ask?
I want to ask a question to my mother.
I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I just can't hear you, but go ahead and talk loud where we can hear you.
I just want to hear a message from my mother.
You want to hear from your mother? Your voice is kind of low. What's your mother's name? Huh?
Pearl.
Oh, Pearl. Oh, I gave you a message. Pearl told me to tell you that you take care of your health quick, fast, in a hurry. Pearl said, see about your health. Because she said some of the pills that they give you will mess with your body. Thank you, kind spirit. Pearl, because I was saying I picked up Pearl in the spirit. That's your mother I picked up then, named Pearl. Okay. Pearl, what you want to say? Tell my hard-headed daughter to listen to you and stop going out the world backwards. That's what you're saying. Because her daddy, Mike, is making plans to move down south. Okay? That's your stepfather. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? She said he's making plans to pay for some land or somebody fix a house up. He's going to be back and forth there and house there. Let me see what Psalm she wants you to read. Okay. Okay, let me see what she's saying. I told you, this is what she's saying. I told you your husband had been under a spell, and witches had him under a spell, and he still needs some work. That's what she's saying. Okay? Job, she said, read Job 25, got a whole chapter of Job 25. It's short. But she said, read Job 25. Thank you. What is she said? And Psalms 29. Thank you, kind for that. Now, she, what is she telling me? She's saying somebody else is a family member not going to be, she on her way. She's coming to her. You understand what I'm saying? They down south, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she did what she's saying. Take time out and see about the property. So somebody trying to do a false deed or something. So get your paperwork. She's saying, okay. She's a bishop. Tell her to get her paperwork together and go take care of the business. I work too hard. And we work too hard to let it go out of our hand, out of our plan. Is a family member want it, but they want it because they want to sell it. But she said, you get the paperwork and do what you're supposed to do. You understand that?
Yeah.
Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I want to see what she's saying. She's still saying, tell your daughter stop being so indifferent and sneaking stuff. Sneaking people in and out under your nose. I don't know what that means. But you tell her to read Psalms 27. And you tell us just what I said. You said, Mama said read Psalm 27. That's going to break that boy up that's around her. Ain't no good. Thank you, kind spirit.
Okay.
Okay, what is you saying? Okay. Okay. She talking about your sister now. Tell her to stay off the highway. Stop running so much. Is she driving 100, 200 miles somewhere every week or every 2 weeks?
She always going somewhere.
Well, your mama tells her to stay off the highway doing all that crazy driving because it ain't necessary. Now, this is what she said. I told you, Bishop, I told my oldest daughter, that boy going to die in his booth. And he died in his booth like I said it. I know she told me that. So he going to die in his booth. And she said he ain't no good. He still ain't no good. Because he had her under a demonic spell. Him, don't say what else she said. She talking about some other women. They was all they could get. Money wise, I say. She know he was gonna go quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay, we'll leave that alone. But your husband needs some help. Needs some spiritual help. And once you sit down and talk with him, he still go in and out. That's that witchcraft that put on him. That witchcraft that put on him. Let me tell you, she's saying, he's a bishop. When he come to see me and I was sick, I could see that spell that woman had put on him. They wanted him to get killed at work because they had a crooked policy man to make policy, but it didn't work. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going into the spirit world tonight. I say. I'm picking up some things that have been happening. And I just want you to understand it. I'm praying, Mama Annie, I say. She's the bishop. All of my daughters are with me. And my two sons are with me. And I want you to work to get the family back together. Mother, I'm going to try. Don't forget, Bishop, do all you can to free my son. Because he got the gift. He's an anointed prophet of God. Okay? I say. Mother, I'll do that for you. Mother, Bishop Johnson. Thank you, Dan Spirit. Prophet Johnson, what you have to say? Tell my daughter, be all right. Tell my daughter that I'm walking with her every step of the way. Okay. I'm going to do exactly what you say. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. I say. Okay. Thank you. As we cross over the night, the spirit is showing me, I'm crossing over now, the spirit is showing me weather around Gulf in some part of Texas. We're going to have the water going to come up. And they got to move back off of that coast. And the ocean going to take back some of the land. What that means, them that are living right on the coast, they got to move. Because we're going to have hurricanes back to back. And ain't no fixing it. It's going back. It's going to stay there. Okay? Okay, how much of dirt they going to put there. The water is taking back some of the earth that was stolen from it. Some of that stuff was made up. Right now in Florida, there's a under cave of water up under some of them towns. And you're going to hear about them caving in, I say. Okay? Sink holes. I'm talking to somebody. There's a bishop sink holes going to hit Illinois, Minnesota. and Indiana and Ohio. Sinkholes. You're going to be driving because you're going to drop in them sinkholes. And y'all better take this stuff down. I'm talking to the ancestors. I say. I feel the energy now of God healing some of the ancestors' sins. If you got a sore throat, it ain't normal. If your stomach griping, and you go to the doctor and get you some penicillin pills or something, it's in the atmosphere. Okay. And kids don't know. They think they just come in eating candy. And women having problems with their female organs. Okay. And they have problems with the female organs. They have problems with their throat. Okay. And couples now, I say, this answer, this three answers, these might be angels. They say it's going to be a loss of backlash. Homosexual couple going to break up. Lots of homosexual couple, they done married. They finna break up and end up killing each other. Now, you're going to hear about it. Okay. Of the ancestors saying, we need mental treatment behind this cobra. It's gone, but it's still on some people because they didn't get it off of them. They didn't take the herb. They didn't take the bath. See, it's conditioned bath that you're supposed to take. It's different herbs that you're supposed to take. All the pills in the world ain't going to do it. I know a gentleman. He had all the shots, and they told him to take a booster shot. When he took that booster shot, he couldn't walk. You know, he couldn't walk for a minute. He's just not learning how to walk all over again. Talk to me. I tell you what to go to the store and get. Okay. Or I'll give you somebody to tell you what you need to start to take it on a daily basis. Okay. Now, they talking about Easter egg hunt. I don't want no eggs riding the walk. Don't give me no crammer egg, no up egg. I caught them eggs. The answer is that they ain't right. Okay. Now, what that means, they getting eggs from out of the other countries, bringing them here, because these people will sell you a rotten egg. The answer is that they're about economics. They don't care what, if I sell 500 eggs and three people die, I'll just pay their families off. That's what it's all about. It's about the money, economics. The richest country in the world is America. I say. So what I'm telling you tonight is you got to get your act together and write stuff down. Check your body. If you getting a pill, ask the doctor, what's this pill for? He tell you for so-and-so. Go look and see what else it do. It might be good for your fitness, but it might mess your heart up. Might be good for your heart, mess your kidneys and your lungs. But they don't care. They selling stuff. You can go down to Florida and get all kind of pills. Everybody got a pill store. Now we having pills coming in from Mexico, pills from China. Just a pinhead of these drugs will kill you. Graveyard dead. Okay. Now, when I go in the spirit world right now, I say, I see so many people wondering how they got there. They got to be trained by the ancestors because they weren't looking to die. They weren't ready to die. Well, why did that? Because of evil. The wages of sin is not the gift. Like, you don't know you in sin, you'll die. You'll die from a pill, from a gunshot, from a house on fire, because you got to think you're dealing with wicked spirits. You're dealing with demonic spirits. You got to understand this was happening. Come on, white supremacy, racism, evil is evil. And the Bible said, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. And the Bible said, and this is what the Bible said, I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. In all that way, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Prophet John just whispered that in my ear. In all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Now, B, Bishop, Todd, what you got to say? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Bishop Ross, what you got to say? Tonight, I'm going in the spirit world, and I want to tell you about what's going on. I want to talk to Amilta. Amilta, your brother say he's sorry. Freddie, your son and your grandson said, Mama, I'm sorry that this happened with my fault. Don't worry, Ashe. And Milton, I'm not going to worry you. Ashe. Don't get upset. It's some things that I'm finding out now because I'm in the spirit world. Ashe. Sam, if a lady come to you, then it's time for you to go to the next level in your spiritual walk. It's a new position coming up for you, and I see they said get out of that house where you at. Find another house. Okay. It's just too many demonic spirits all around you. Said start this summer to find another house. Find it kind of around water, maybe not around a lot of folks. You got to have some land, and you got to do that quick, fast, in a hurry. That's for you, Sam Harris. I say. Bright Star, your mother come to me. She in the garden for me, and I hear her saying, your father holding two lions and sitting on a throne and saying to you, Psalm 119, and get ready for a new business. Dr. Barbara in Houston, your daughter said, Mama, don't worry about me. I'm with you. Stop worrying. Everything's going to be all right. What I told you came out. The money going to be untied, and it's a lump sum you're going to get. Just call it up and get it. That's your daughter, Dr. Barbara, saying that. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. As I get ready to go in the spirit realm tonight, I just see doors opening up. As they open up, I see spirits coming back and forth. Now, I want to tell you this. The spirit coming because of chemtrails. Write down what you dream because there's a lot of fight magic going on. And you need to write your dream down because they're really nightmares. They're not really dreams. They have the money spirit been pushed out there. Okay? So that's some of the stuff happening. The Queen of Knives, east, west, north, and south, everything going to work in your behalf if you listen and going to be hard-headed. Thank you, kind spirit. Mother Egypt down in Atlanta, the spirits have stopped seeing everything and leave it alone and let God bring it to you. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. And what you're trying to do is open up for you. Thank you, kind spirit. Mother of coins, take 7 coins and put them in that basket and watch what happens. I say. As I look in the spirit world, I want to tell you, as Prophet Johnson come to me, he said, tell my daughter exactly what to do. Once she do this, all that's going to be broken up.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey. I don't know, Mickey laughing. Fantastic. All is well. I want you to know that I know who did this to me long before. I'm getting them now. Thank you. I'm talking to somebody. Prophet Loran, I'm talking to somebody. Because I know where this come from. I know how it was set up, but I couldn't see it until I went to the spirit world. Thank you, Sam Spirit. Did to me a long time ago in order to keep me from running with you. Okay, Brother Barry, with the big cigar, I'm looking at you. Yes, I see you. Now, what you want to say? I see. Okay. I got a hot right hand. And I got a hot right hand. And you tell her to work with that right hand. Some trying to block her from going where you're going to go. Brother! I said, Brother, what's the plan? You know, Brother, I can't listen to the stuff you're talking now. You got to talk English where I might know what you're talking about. I'm all right. Okay, Bruno. This happened to me because I couldn't get to what I'm supposed to do. They come and got me. I see you laughing. You got your rum with you. Okay, thank you, Sister Francis. God bless you tonight. Sister Francis, Mother Carey said, don't worry. Everything going to be all right. The personnel around you, elders around you. Thank you. And Nettie May is around you. Brother Euless, I didn't know you had grandbabies. You said you got new grandbabies. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. As I go in the spirit world, Renee, your mother and father come to the door, and your dog can see them. Blue, see your mother and your father at times. They sit at the window, just bark. Then Blue will go sit down. She says, sit down. Blue will get quiet. Sit down. What you want to tell Renee? What you want to say to her? I say. Stop spending so much money, wasting money on your son. Let him do some stuff on his own. Leave his dad alone. That's what I said. Leave him alone because he ain't going to do right. That's what you're saying. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. Don't accept nobody coming from Boston. I don't know what that means. That's got something to do with your daddy. She said, leave us alone. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. I say. She said for you, she worked too hard for you not to clean her house up. And she's talking about stop having people arrive on your back. They on your dime. Make them pay or tell them to get out. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm be that long. I say. As I go in the spirit world, I see voices coming back and forth. Back forward. I said, the ancestor is telling me some things about what's going to happen I say. Tell them about some things that happened. Let's see who else I got on here. Frank. Bishop Frank. Thank you, kind spirit. Bishop Frank Williams. Bishop, what you want to say? Okay. I'm listening to you. Okay. What you going to say? All is well. Tell my niece in Detroit all she needs is in America. Tell my other niece that she needs to straighten up her act. I say. I see Maddie and Maurice. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. Okay. And JD here with me. And Mama's him. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. I'll be that alone. Moses, I see Moses and William. Bishop Moses, and Reverend William. The land is not being took care of down in Alabama. Somebody needs to see about the property. They all done left. They need to come back and see about the property in Birmingham. I say, okay. Who need to go see about it? Gail need to go see about it. Okay, thank you, Dan Spirit. Let me see what else I'm seeing. Okay. I was talking to Brother Dale today, and here is Tyrone Davis, and I'm gonna tell it. Tyrone Davis on his way to Mississippi to do a show, and he had bought a brand new bus. He was on his way when you get to Memphis on highway, going across that bridge, and the bus broke down. The Tyrone Davis bus broke down. So he come out the bus with a big, one of them big meat coats on. White folks down south call in the police. There's a big bear trying to get in this bus. And all these police came. That was Tyrone Davis' bus that broke down. I was telling somebody about that. And I was passing by there. I was on my way going to Baton Rouge. And I seen on the right on the bus, said Tyrone Davis' bus. I pulled over to the side, Tyrone outside. And I said, you want me to call Purvis Spann? He said, no, I got somebody come to Purvis Spann. The police came because the police said, I got a call. It was a bear trying to break it in the bus. You know, because he had that big fur coat. He had that big meat coat. And white folks down south thought he was a bear. Thought he was a bear. Glory, hallelujah. I just have to say that, tell that. I just have to tell that what happened. Thank you. The 60-year anniversary of Purvis Spann. Purvis, the blues man. Now, what you got to tell Dale and what you got to tell Melanie and Latrice and all your family. Tell all of them to get together and stop fighting among each other. And I leveled enough for everybody, not for one. I will tell Dale, if he ain't on, I will tell him, Pearl. Okay? I'm still the blues man. I say. Lord, hallelujah. Okay. Leave that alone. Anything you want to say? I want a big bus out in front of my studio, out in front of my station. Okay. I'm going to tell them on whether they do it or not. I'm going to tell them. I want to ask a question to I Am in Spirit. I say, Michael Jackson. Michael, I want to ask you a question. Was your death natural? What happened? And I want the people listening, well, you can tell me, I can tell them. Vision, my death wasn't natural, but I had all the spirits with me. The song that I sung that I invoked all the spirits. Number one, I was a music man, but I was a magician. Okay. So when I did Thriller, I called every spirit was with me. And some of the songs I wrote by spirit, and I just brought them to life. I say, people ain't going to believe this, but that's what happened. And it's more chemtrails out there now than ever before. Thank you. It's a song I want all of them to play. Look over your shoulder, I'll be there. That's a spiritual song I did. When I did Thriller, I brought so many spirits, and they wanted to do some stuff, but I wouldn't do it. So they come and got me. They had me, Bishop, where I couldn't sleep. I had to take something to go to sleep because they was tormenting me. They were just coming and telling me things, and I didn't know how to deal with it. Most of my music in the later years was given to me by spirit forces. If you listen to any of my songs, you will know they were led by spirit. I put the beat together. I put the lyrics together. And it's meaning to something now. Right now. Some of the songs right now relate to what's going on. I say. Thank you, Karen. With Michael Jackson, I was in the spirit with. Now, I want to go to a popular man, Prince. Brother Prince. Mama was a musician. Daddy was a musician. So he come out of a music family. But Prince, tell me what really happened. Bishop, I got caught up. And they gave me the wrong pill. I could have been saved when they stopped in Illinois. They brought me all the way to Minnesota. But I could have been saved if I had went to a hospital. Where was it? Moline? Somewhere in Illinois they stopped. But they wouldn't bring him to Illinois where all of them could do it. Please tell me this then. What song that stand out that you feel that was given to you by the Spirit? I wrote it. It come to me in a dream. And every time I sing it, you're going to feel something. And it don't never get old. Purple Rain. It wakes up something in the melon to the inside of your heart, of your... I say, he says, speak to the melon in your body. It speaks to all of the circle, 360 degrees in your body. Everybody listen to it, they're going to get a different feeling. But the feeling is an upbeat. It lets you know that it's alive. I did it out of spirit. Some people didn't like it. But I know that it was given to me by the Spirit. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, that works. I'm crossing over, baby. I'm crossing over. Gate Mountain, come to me 2 or 3 times. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, what you need to know, you can get. If you want to know about your health, ask the ancestors. You want to know about what's going on with your family member. You don't know. Ask ancestors. Okay. It was so much a witchcraft did to some of the family members, they divided. But God going to bring it back together what it ought to be. So I know eyes will be opened up and you're going to feel good about what's happening.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
I just got a message from a young man in the spirit world. Mary, it was for you, Mary Hopkins. This man said, I don't supposed to be in the spirit world. My life was stolen on some lies. Somebody called somebody, but every one of them that did it, they're going to be caught. I don't know what that means, but this man stopped. I can hear him saying that. Tell my auntie or tell my family member, I don't know what it is, that my death wasn't did right. I was set up and I was in the wrong place because I was ready to go. And somebody told me to stay, and that's when that happened.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life.
Girl, he said, I don't drink no more. Your sister comes out, let Pearl know I ain't drinking no more. My head is straight. But I want Mary and Pearl to see about my son. He being taken advantage of.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Pearl, Pearl said, if you don't do it, Mary do it, y'all get together, call that boy, and say, I want to talk to you, and this is what your mama said. When you call me, I tell you exactly what she said to tell him. So one of y'all get in contact with him.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. With the running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. New dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world. feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
All is that to you, Kim, all is well, and every door closed is for Kim. Every door closed, Kim, God opened the door for you. It was some white magic hit your friend, but that will be turned around. I'm talking to you, Kim. Don't worry, in this particular case, will be all right. I say, Now, I'm getting it from the spirit. It's the lady in the spirit. It's got to be your grandmother, just like you. And she said everything going to be all right if you walk with her. And things going to turn around. There's lots of jealousy of you because she left you all right financially. So people, male and female, is jealous of you because you can do what you need to do. But all is well. I say. As I go in the spirit world, I can see people that's coming. I can feel them coming. They want a voice. They want people to know what happened to them. This young lady, she's pregnant, but somebody took her body and carried it out of state in Chicago. She worked at the post office. And this man, she was in a relationship, she's telling me, Bridget, I was in a relationship with this man. Man was married. He didn't want nobody to know. And he's the one who did it. And he got a patch of gray spot in his hair, in his head. That's the one. He's tall. And he worked in the same unit I worked in, I should say. Now, this lady, she's in the spirit world. And she was murdered. And she's telling me who did it. Okay. And I hope the family listen, because they've been looking all over for where she was head out of state and dumped out of state. Okay, I say. I picked her spirit up. A spirit just came by me, and she whooped that in my ear. I had to ignore. There are lots of people that's been murdered. They trying to get back on this plane to let somebody know what happened to them. Okay. And lots of them that did that, they're going to get caught up. And they might die a horrible death because of what they done did. I say. So that's what's happening with that. Okay. Now, my one of my prophecies was that you're going to have a death on the Democratic side and the Republican side, okay? One of the men's got to lay in state. They're going to pass. They got to lay in state. Then you got another one on the Republican side. It's a woman on the Republican side. It's two. It's a woman on the Republican side, and it's a Democrat, and it's a man on the Republican side. It's a man on the Democrat side. It's a woman on the Democrat. So it's two on the Republican and two on the Democrat. They're going to die for this year out. I said, the spirit already come and told me. Second time, spirit. Now, as I'm looking at the 38 that was hung. And their spirit is moving for some things to happen. Do you know? Okay, I'm listening to you. I've been put on the White House for some years by Native Americans. And the 38 was murdered. They was hung under Abraham Lincoln administration. But their spirit been walking through that White House doing some things. So if some things going to come out, I'll say. We'll get that along. Because they're talking about. I can't bring all of it out, but I can pick them up going back and forth You know, if you go to the water, you see spirit. You can see them back and forth. Certain time in the 12 o'clock, you go down Highway 49, you'll see people on the side of the road. You look, they're gone. Those people have been murdered coming out the swamp in Louisiana, been fed to alligators. All this stuff is coming back, and them people is talking. They're coming back in the spirit to let them know how they died. Their family, let them know how they died. It's a place in North Carolina, it's an island, that the spirit won't let no Europeans come over there. And if one man stay over there, he's a Native American and black, he back and forth, but you can't go over there and live. If you go, you got to be escorted, I see, by somebody over there to kill you and forward. Thank you. I say that's some of the stuff that's happening that you might not know that's going on. But you got to know that it's happening. We asking, I want to say this to you tonight. If you got a need, please say yes. Bitch, I need to plant a seed in the ministry. I need to keep the ministry going for. Go to my website, theseedofabrahamgillisite.com, and plant your seed for this month of this year. Whatever the Spirit leads you, I believe in seeding. Reap. I believe if you seed, you can reap a harvest. I don't care how the Spirit guides you, but I want an ancestor to bring people their money for a house, for a car, for a business. Let the money flow for them. I say. Now, I want you to think on your house, your new car, paying your bills. You might not don't know where the money comes. You might get the money at the casino. You might win in the lottery. But whatever you get, I'm invoking the spirit. I say, everybody listening, new money for them. that new business this year. I decree the money that you need will come from the spirit realm from God and the animals. I say, I decree that it will come to you
quick, fast,
and come out of my decision to hurt her.
So it's coming.
Do right for you. mother demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because grace and mercy
and the Georgia Mass Choir.
This is for the Georgia Mass Choir. Whitney Houston, who was murdered, but they covered it up. But I want to let you know, Whitney had already said it's going to be all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
tonight is working. I say your ancestors for your good. Your seed has been planted. The word of God is planted in your heart. Your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough coming right now.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To eat what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. For grace, for